Governor Sarah Palin wants to shrink state government spending by 7% next year. She released her proposed budget for fiscal year 2010 this morning. State spending on infrastructure projects would be cut in half under Palin's budget, but an increase in federal funds would allow the state's capital budget to fall by only 5%. Total funding for running the state's day-to-day operations would drop by 2.5%, and spending to inflation-proof the Alaska Permanent Fund would drop by more than $500 million, or 58%. While the federal government is in the process of dramatically expanding its budget in order to bail out Wall Street, Governor Palin's proposed budget would return money to the state's rainy day fund. She's proposed to deposit $388 million into the state's constitutional budget reserve. Palin says while plummeting oil prices have hurt the state's budget, Alaska isn't doing as poorly as the rest of the country.
It's not a rainy day. It's not pouring down rain. It's sprinkling. And the price of a barrel of oil, still, if we would have looked at $40, $42 a barrel a couple of years ago, we would have looked at this price and said, good, that's healthy. That's relatively high compared to some years. But compared to the 140 that we were blessed with many months ago, the 40-some dollars a barrel looks relatively low.
The state budget assumes oil will sell at just over $74 a barrel. That's nearly twice today's price for North Slope crude. Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin says oil prices are so volatile that the state may not wait until March to update its revenue forecast. The U.S. Energy Information Administration announced last week it expects global oil consumption to fall by 50,000 barrels a day this year and 450 barrels a day in 2009. The EIA says that would mark the first time in 30 years that oil consumption has fallen 2 years in a row. While that may be good news for anyone concerned about greenhouse gas emissions, it's bad news for a state whose government gets 90% of its revenue from oil production. Democratic Senator Kim Elton of Juneau says Alaska doesn't need to talk about boosting spending to stimulate the economy just yet.
We've had huge construction budgets, capital spending budgets, over the last couple of years, and there is a lot in the pipe that is going to be creating jobs for Alaskans.
Elton says he'd want to examine the assumptions that go into Palin's budget before evaluating it, but he praised the expanded funding of Head Start school programs for low-income children and expansion of the Denali Kid Care program to cover more children.